This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The confidence-competence loop, a practicing icebreakers, builds real social ease. Why repeating small conversational openers rewires how you feel in any room. In short, practicing icebreakers activates a self-reinforcing cycle. Small conversational wins build competence, and that competence generates confidence to try again. Social ease is not a personality trait you either have or lack. It is a skill that accumulates through deliberate repetition of the simplest possible social act, the opening line. Definition: practicing icebreakers build social confidence through the confidence-competence loop, a self-reinforcing cycle in which repeated conversational openers generate small wins. Those wins develop competence, and that competence produces the confidence to initiate again with less hesitation and more genuine ease. I have watched people walk into rooms and shrink. Not because they were unintelligent or uninteresting, because they had no practiced way to begin. The first word felt like a cliff edge, so they waited. And waiting made it worse. The icebreaker seems trivial at first glance. A quick question about the event, a comment about the coffee, a remark about the weather. Nobody writes case studies on these moments. Yet in my 60 years of watching people communicate, I have come to believe that the small opening line is one of the most powerful practice objects available to anyone who wants to build real social confidence. Not because the line itself matters that much, because of what repeating it does to you over time. This is what I call the confidence-competence loop, and I introduce it properly in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time. The icebreaker is where that loop most clearly begins. Why the first word is the hardest one. The brain does not distinguish well between a tiger and a stranger at a networking event. Both register as a form of threat. In the split second before you approach someone you do not know, your amygdala fires off a warning signal. Your heart rate ticks up. Your thinking narrows. This is what I describe and Say It Right Every Time as an amygdala hijack and social threat perception, the ancient threat response system misfiring in a situation that poses no genuine danger. The result is anticipatory anxiety. You dread the moment before it arrives. You replay failure scenarios. You convince yourself the silence after your opener will be unbearable. None of this is rational, but the brain does not traffic in reason at that moment. It traffics in survival. Here is what I have learned from watching this pattern play out in meeting rooms and community halls and conference floors across decades. The anticipation is almost always worse than the reality. The opener lands. The person responds. The conversation begins. The fear was a story you told yourself, not a prophecy. The problem is that one good experience really breaks the pattern. You need repetition. You need enough data points that your nervous system updates its threat assessment. That is where deliberate practice of icebreakers becomes something far more significant than polishing a social skill. It becomes a method for reprogramming how your brain reads the opening moment. The confidence-competence loop, how it actually works. Here is the truth of it. Most people believe confidence comes first. They are waiting to feel ready before they try. They imagine that naturally confident people wake up unafraid, approach strangers without hesitation, and deliver openers effortlessly. This is exactly backwards. In Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe what I call the confidence paradox. We believe that confidence is a prerequisite for action, when in fact, it is the result of it. The loop does not start with confidence. It starts with action. The sequence runs like this. Number 1. You prepare a specific icebreaker and you use it, despite the anxiety. Number 2. It works well enough. The other person responds. You survive the moment. Number 3. That small win deposits a layer of competence in your memory. Number 4. The next time a similar situation arises, your brain references that deposit. Number 5. Your hesitation shrinks slightly. You act a little sooner. The next win comes a little easier. Number 6. Confidence builds from the accumulated weight of those competence deposits. The loop is self-reinforcing. Each rotation makes the next rotation easier, but it only runs if you supply the initial action, even when you do not feel ready. Courage is not the absence of the fear. It is the willingness to speak the first word anyway. This is why practicing icebreakers is not just a social nicety exercise. It is the most accessible entry point into the loop. The stakes are low enough to practice daily. The feedback is immediate. The setting varies enough to build transferable confidence, not just context-specific habit. what the loop looks like in real situations. Let me give you a few concrete moments where I have watched this play out. A woman in her mid-30s attended a professional conference. She knew almost no one. She had prepared three simplepreneurs beforehand: a question about what brought people to the event, a comment about the last speaker, a question about what the other person was hoping to take away. She used one in the first break. It worked. In the second break, she used another. By the afternoon session, she was initiating conversations without consulting her prepared list at all. She did not become a different person over those 6 hours. The loop gave her enough early competence that the confidence followed naturally. Compare that with a man I worked with who spent the same conference waiting for someone to approach him first. By the end of the day, he had spoken to 3 people, all in reactive exchanges. He left feeling invisible. His anticipatory anxiety had never been tested, so it had never been disproved. The difference between them was not personality. It was practice strategy. She had given herself prepared material and used it. He had relied on inspiration to arrive spontaneously. Inspiration really shows up on schedule when your amygdala is running the room. You can also see the loop operate in team settings. Effective icebreakers for team meetings lower the social temperature at the start of a gathering, but they do something additional for the person leading them. Every time a facilitator opens a meeting with a well-chosen prompt and watches the room respond warmly, that person deposits another competence point. They become more at ease leading meetings because they have practiced the opening moment enough times to trust it. Why most people get stuck before the loop starts. There is a specific trap that keeps people out of the loop entirely. They frame the icebreaker as a performance. They believe their opener must be clever, original, or witty to be worth delivering. So they set a bar they cannot clear in the moment of anxiety. The bar guarantees paralysis. The second trap is confusing technique with confidence. Technique is the words, the question, the comment. Confidence is the how, the ease, the timing, the willingness to be met with silence and stay steady. You can have the best opening line in the room and still deliver it badly because the how is missing. As I write and say it right every time, technique is the what, but confidence is the how. Both matter, but confidence only comes from doing the thing. The third trap is waiting for high-stakes situations to practice. People hold back their social courage for big moments: the important conference, the job interview reception, the first day in a new role. Those are precisely the wrong conditions for building the loop. High-stakes moments require confidence you do not yet have. Low-stakes moments, the colleague you pass in the corridor, the person standing near you at the coffee station, or where you accumulate the competence that will serve you when the stakes are high. Have a confidence competence loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others comes down to this same principle: the teams that build connection quickly are the ones whose members have practiced small conversational acts enough that opening up feels natural, not effortful. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Preparing to practice, the strong method applied to icebreakers. Preparation is not cheating. It is the direct source of confidence. In Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time, I outline a 6-step pre-conversation ritual I call the strong method. State your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action. For icebreakers, the first 2 steps are the ones that matter most. Before you walk into any social situation where you will need to open conversations, state your intention clearly to yourself. You are there to make one genuine connection, not to impress the room. That shift alone reduces the performance pressure substantially. Then take a breath, a real one, slow and deliberate. It signals to your nervous system that there is no genuine threat present. Prepare 2 or 3 specific openers before you arrive. Not scripts to be recited word for word. Frameworks: a question about the shared context, a comment about something currently happening around you both, a genuine expression of curiosity about the other person's work. When the brain has something to reach for, the amygdala quiets faster. If anxiety still feels heavy before you begin, try what I describe as a conversation pre-mortem. Ask yourself, what is the worst realistic outcome of this opener? The other person gives a short answer and moves on. That is it. That is the worst case. Assess its likelihood honestly. Then prepare a brief, calm response for that scenario. Once the worst case has a plan, it loses most of its grip. How to use a confidence competence loop to make your team's synergy conversations less terrifying follows the same logic. When you enter a difficult conversation with a prepared framework rather than improvised hope, the loop has somewhere to start. Building the loop through deliberate daily practice. In Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time, I lay out the principle that drives the 60-day transformation plan. Small changes, repeated consistently over time, create massive results. You don't need to have a dramatic breakthrough. You just need to be slightly better today than you were yesterday. This is the compound effect applied to social skill. Icebreakers are perfectly suited to this approach because you encounter opportunities to practice them every single day. The person at the counter, the new colleague in the lift, the participant who arrives early at a meeting you are running. Each moment is a low-stakes repetition. Most people walk past these moments without registering them. The person who's building the loop treats every one of them as a data point. The progression matters. Start with contexts where the stakes feel minimal: service interactions, brief professional exchanges, pre-meeting small talk. Practice your prepared openers in these settings until they feel unremarkable. Then move to slightly high-stakes settings: networking events, introductions to senior colleagues, opening remarks at team gatherings. The competence you built in low-stakes situations travels with you. When you stumble, and you will, use the three-step recovery process I describe in Say It Right Every Time. Acknowledge, correct, and move on. A clumsy opener recovered from gracefully is more impressive than a polished one that never gets delivered. You know what? That didn't come out right. Let me try again. That sentence, spoken calmly, often creates more genuine connection than the original opener would have. What the confidence competence loop reveals about why some people give better feedback follows the exact same progression from low stakes to high. Mastery in any communication skill is built the same way: repetition in forgiving conditions, then graduated application in more demanding ones. What changes when the loop runs long enough? There is a point, and I cannot tell you exactly when it comes because it is different for everyone, where something shifts. The preparation is still there. The intention is still deliberate, but the anxiety around the opening moment stops being a prominent feature of the experience. You stop rehearsing disaster. You walk into a room and scan it with genuine curiosity rather than dread. The question comes naturally. The follow-up feels easy. You are not thinking about how you are being perceived because you are actually interested in the person in front of you. This is real social ease, not confidence performed for the benefit of an audience, not a technique worn like armor. It is the settled quality of someone who has done this enough times to trust themselves in the moment. I have seen it develop in people who described themselves as hopelessly shy. I have watched it rebuild in people who lost it after a difficult period. How humor can ease work this tension when used right requires the same settled quality. You cannot deploy levity confidently when your nervous system is still scanning for threats. The loop must run long enough that you have resources to spare. How the confidence competence loop explains why some managers handle workplace tension better than others, and how some leaders develop a stronger voice faster, both trace back to this same root. The people who handle pressure with poise are almost always the ones who did the unglamorous early work of practicing small moments until those moments became automatic. The icebreaker is where that work is most available to you. It is low cost, high repetition, and immediately measurable. Every time you use one and the conversation opens, you've fed the loop. The ground you're building on is your own accumulated evidence that you can do this. That evidence, over time, becomes the most reliable source of confidence you will ever have. Practicing icebreakers builds that ground one conversation at a time. The question is simply whether you are willing to start. Frequently asked questions. What does practicing icebreakers builds mean for social confidence? When you practice icebreakers repeatedly, you accumulate small conversational wins. Each win adds a layer of competence, and that competence feeds your confidence to try again. Over time, the confidence competence loop produces genuine social ease, not a performance of it. How does the confidence competence loop apply to icebreakers? The loop works because icebreakers are low stakes enough to repeat often. Every successful opener confirms your ability to connect. That confirmation reduces anticipatory anxiety and makes you more willing to initiate again, which builds further competence through continued practice. Why do icebreakers feel awkward before they feel natural? Awkwardness is the gap between intention and skill. Before you have enough repetitions, your brain still treats the social situation as a mild threat. That threat response fades as competence accumulates. The discomfort is not a sign something is wrong. It is a sign you're early in the loop. How many times do you need to practice an icebreaker before it feels confident? There is no fixed number, but the principle holds confidence follows competence, not the other way around. Most people notice a shift after several deliberate repetitions across varied settings. The key is consistent low-stakes practice, not occasional high-pressure attempts. What makes a good icebreaker for building social ease? The best icebreakers for building social ease are specific enough to invite a real response, but simple enough to deliver without overthinking. A question about the shared context you are both in works well. Curiosity-driven openers consistently outperform compliments or forced humor. Can introverts benefit from practicing icebreakers regularly? Absolutely. Introverts often overthink the opening moment, which amplifies anticipatory anxiety. Practicing specific icebreaker lines removes the cognitive load of invention in the moment. When the opener is already prepared, the mental energy shifts from what to say to actually listening to the response. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickforan.com to get your copy.